Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our first broadcast of this type. Thank you for tuning in and joining us for this dawn of the Age of Enlightenment. We'll be running a live stream journey this evening that the Beloveds just gave us about 15 minutes ago. And I'm just getting used to this format, so I'm used to pacing around on stage with a microphone, not sitting down with one in front of me. So I'm just getting used to this. For the beginning of this, the activations are underway, and it was very funny because as soon as we were trying to do this about 10 minutes ago, and there was a 10-minute yawning fit that occurred where literally I could not speak because I was continually yawning. That was as the wave was coming through. So now that we're past that, we can move forward with this evening's journey. What I'd like to do first, and the Beloveds have asked me to do, is just read really briefly the one part of the article that we had posted on the Alhambra group that has to do with the activations that are taking place this evening. They began at 12 a.m. this morning and are finishing, reaching their crescendo between now and the next 15 minutes, actually. The crescendo started at 11:59 p.m., and that's when the yawning fit started. So we are continuing with the activations. I will read a bit of this and then add some more information that they've given me since so I can help you to visualize the journey that we'll be taking, even though we're not using diagrams because we're just doing audio. So I will start with the planetary deification point is the point of elemental atomic quantum balance in which one-third of Aurora Ascension Earth's elemental atomic quantum transfigures and solidifies into the eternal plasma light sound elemental plasmas of the deity planes. Our Aurora Ascension Earth will engage its Crystal River-hosted planetary deification point between 12 a.m. today, this morning it started, to 11:59 p.m. on January 3rd, 2013. We've just cleared the 11:59 p.m. part. At this planetary deification point, our Aurora Ascension Earth births its Christ-host planetary plasma body and simultaneously the crystal spire of Alhambra, also known as the obelisk of eternal life creation, solidifies around our Aurora Ascension Earth, M31 Andromeda Aquinas, Eartha, and the central sun of the Aquarii Matrix, permanently linking Aurora Earth and Eartha into the internal creation Sun 8, Adachi 3 Christar Ascension Cycle, via the Cosmanus Alhambras Span of Aureus and the Alhambra Transtime Passages D-Planes Island Ascension Platforms. So we are in the process now, I'm going off the reading, we're in the process now of the Spire of Alhambra forming and solidifying around our Aurora Ascension Earth. And as this process continues, I'll read down a little further so you can see, hopefully visualize this obelisk. So imagine a large obelisk and the crystal spire of Alhambra, obelisk of eternal life creation, is a transharmonic, trans-time structure of D-plane's crystalline plasma, which forms a slender, tapering, four-sided pillar, which is an obelisk. The top point of the crystal spire obelisk permanently anchors within the core of internal creation Sun 8 and the Sun 8 Aureus Island Ascension platform. We will be journeying there this evening. The bottom four points of the crystal spiral obelisk permanently anchor within the four outer cathedral complexes. That's Alhambra 2 Peru complex, Alhambra 3 Norway complex, Alhambra 4 Bali complex, and Alhambra 5 Egypt Israel complex of the Alhambra Cathedrals network on our Aurora Ascension Earth. Within the central cathedral complex, the Alhambra 1 Atlantis Florida Bahamas complex, and its center point temple, the planetary temple of Aureus, and that's where we're broadcasting from, the Sun 8 eternal internal creation core lava plasma stream, the Crystal River of Aureus, also known as the Eternal River of Perpetual Manifestation and Creation, flows, and circulates the sunnate core lava plasma stream throughout the Deep Plains Island Ascension platforms and our Aurora Ascension Earth Christ host field. So what we are going to be doing this evening in the journey that the Beloveds just showed me, what the journey is going to be about, we are going to need to be able to visualize this obelisk. And it is huge. If we can imagine a point down below Earth, way, way down below Earth, that is the point where the top point of the obelisk, so it'll be like an upside down obelisk, because it's coming in, its top point anchors in Sun 8, and it will be coming in and around Earth and through Earth, and then up past Earth from the South Pole going north. So the top point will actually be way, 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 way down below us in it's past the solar system. So it's just, if you can visualize the upside down obelisk that is solidifying now, and its top point, its very top point, is anchored in Sun 8 in the internal creation deity planes. It widens as it comes up from there, and it widens through the four points, the four cathedrals on the outside, the four cathedral temples on the outside, as it passes through Earth and Ascension Earth, which is Aurora Earth altogether. And then it goes up past. So the base part of it goes way up into the atmosphere, 123 miles. And at that point in the atmosphere, which is, I believe, between the mesosphere and the thermosphere, we looked up and it's right in between those, that is where a huge disk, a huge platform disk, will form at the base of that obelisk. And in the journey that we are going to take, the Beloveds are going to have us travel into that disk first, which means wherever you are on the planet, doesn't matter. At a certain point, they're going to say the crystal river is releasing in Earth's core, and they're going to have us, not doing it yet, they're going to have us inhale the energy from that, the crystal river, right from Earth's core, or Earth's core, and then we're going to exhale it upward or northward. Even if you're down on the South Pole, you would still exhale it upward through your crown chakra and just intend north, and it will go north. Because what we're all going to do, everyone that wants to participate in this journey, we will be moving with the exhale our plasma bodies upward and outward, and they will go north and meet up in this shield. The shield that is forming at the base of the obelisk that goes way up through Earth and out 123 miles out into the atmosphere, it is called the Shield of Alhambra. The Shield of Alhambra will allow the circulations of the Crystal River to move from Sun 8 upward through the South Pole into the core of Ascension Earth, and then continue on upward through Earth, Ascension Earth, up into the shield, and then circulate back down again, opening the flows of the Yanyun flows around the butterfly wing flows around the entire planet structure. So when we do this journey, we will pick up the same configuration in our own personal biofields. We will receive the gift of the Shield of Alhambra as we participate in this journey. Once we get to the point where we are in shield, in the Shield of Alhambra, up way up above the North Pole, then they're going to run the visuals live on this. Once we are gathered there in our plasma bodies, they're going to have us go through the stream, the Crystal River stream, from there, run it back down through Earth's core again, and all the way up to Sun 8, going down through the South Pole and out the bottom, until we reach Sun 8. And we are going to be invited to what is called the Temple of Arrayas on the Arrayas Island platform. So it will be our first journey to Arrayas Island. And once we are there, they have some things in mind of the healing, of a healing nature for those who would like to participate. Once we go to the Temple of Arrayas on Arrayas Island, they would like us to use a visual of the top of the obelisk, which would just look like a four-sided pyramid if it was just the top of the obelisk you were looking at. And we will end up inside of that, but it is a huge pyramid, and we will end up inside of that. It's almost as if being in a large, clear glass pyramid, and it's not glass, it's just crystallized plasma. Inside of that, there is a healing pool structure, and it has three different types of energies running in it. One is the Sun 1 frequencies, and then the other part is Sun 2 and Sun 3 frequencies combined. So when we get to that part of the journey, we'll, you know, bring in the colors of what they are. We're going to be invited, if we choose, to go into, take our plasma bodies and go into these healing pools and bring in these frequencies of Sun 1, 2, and 3 directly into our atomic structure and into the space between our atoms. This will charge our plasma bodies at a much higher level than we've ever been able to charge them before. And at the end of that journey, we'll, before we leave the Temple of Arrayas, we will also be breathing in this beautiful golden silver mist, and that will bring in the Sun 8 full frequency spectrum into our plasma bodies. So these frequencies, they'll be teaching us more about them. They just introduced this evening to me right before we were supposed to go on. But we will be learning more about these energies. These plasma energies are considered the healing energies of the Tantri era, and we will be working with the healing energies of the Tantri era in the next workshop, and also of the Tantri Ema, who are also facilitating this process. The Tantri Asia custodians are always part of the process. So this is what they have in mind, and I'm just going to get oriented here a minute and run the wave live like I do on stage, where I basically sometimes close my eyes and sometimes don't, and just narrate what they're showing me. And we'll be transmitting. We did this live because the frequencies are transmitting just as if we were all live together in a room. They are going out over the airwaves as we speak here. And they were definitely coming in when we had, and it wasn't just me, there's a couple other people here at the house, and a few of us were getting the waves very, very strongly and just yawning. So it was almost, you know, really funny to watch. I was saying we should have probably videoed it just for the bloopers out clips before we could speak, as we're just yawning like fools over here. There's only two of us actually that did that, but it was really funny. All right, now let me just, I'll be quiet for a minute, and they're going to show me where they want to start this. Alrighty, they're beginning the stream now. They would like us to begin by first just feeling the presence of your own plasma body around you and within you. But see if you can feel it. We did this in the workshop a bit. See if you can feel it around your shoulder area, where it's a little bit, sticks out past your skin a little bit, like a little bit of a jelly skin around you. They would like us now to inhale upward from Earth's core, and remember now, in Earth's core, in the core of Aurora Ascension Earth that we are now on, is the crystal river of Arrayas flows, the pure plasma flows. So inhale upward from Earth's core, and bring it just, the inhale just up to the day center, and exhale there, just below the navel. And exhale. With that exhale, try to feel your plasma body getting a little bit thicker, where it's getting larger past the border of your skin. We're going to take another inhale up from Earth core and bring more of the crystal river up. This time we'll bring it up to chakra 4 and exhale there. So inhale up. And exhale in chakra 4. Try to feel the expansion of your plasma body again with that. Exhale. We'll do another inhale from Earth's core up. Bring the crystal river up into the Asura. And exhale there. And then one more up into the pineal. Inhale up. Exhale into the pineal. And And just breathe normally for a couple of seconds and try to sense a change that will be happening in your plasma body already, as if it started to grow kind of like gentle porcupine spikes, but they're gentle, they're made of plasma, and they shine. So it's taking on a shine. Try to sense these little spiny things. They're like feelers, actually, all around your plasma body. And as you breathe, when you inhale, they contract and go in, and they're not there. When you exhale, the shine spreads out. So take a few, inhale and contract the spines. Exhale and push them back out. Just take a few breaths like that. And as you do that, try to sense that inside of your body, around all of your molecules and your atoms, that they've taken on a plasma body glow that is doing the same thing with the little spines coming out and contracting when you inhale and expanding when you exhale. And Blavis are referring to this as the body of shine. And I think they're going to be using that terminology for other applications as well. Now that we have our body of shine on, they'd like us to visualize the obelisk, the spire of Alhambra. Again, its top point connected to Sun 8, way down below the South Pole. And it's tapering upward and getting wider as it comes up through our Aurora Ascension Earth. And then its base keeps going through Aurora Ascension Earth, 123 miles up above the North Pole in the atmosphere. And try to sense the presence of that energy field around the planet. And try to sense north. And sense this shield, the disk, but it's huge. It's much larger than the diameter of the Earth. But it's a flat base that the base of the obelisk plugs into. And I am seeing it as a golden silver shimmering light, like golden, looks like glittering golden silver diamonds, kind of like the diamond rays that we've had in other journeys. So try to sense the presence of that. And once we sense it a bit, what we're going to do is, and we're not doing it yet, but Blavis are going to have us inhale and hold into chakra 4. And when we exhale, we're going to push up through chakra 7 and aim north. And imagine our plasma body is our body of shine, moving upward and out of our physical bodies and all the way up through this obelisk, all the way up, floating into the atmosphere, going up to the atmosphere that's above the North Pole, until your plasma body interfaces with this shimmery golden-silver disk of light. So let's do that together, and we'll inhale up again from Earth's core into chakra 4, and hold. And hold to build charge a bit. And on the exhale, just push your entire body of shine up and out of your physical body. And north. Imagine that you could sense below you or see below you as your plasma of shine body is floating up with everybody else's that's participating. And I think there's over 500 people that are linked in right now. Imagine everybody is floating up in their plasma bodies, up over the North Pole. Imagine you can see the lights down low as you're getting further and further away from the Earth, going up into the atmosphere. And imagine your plasma bodies are looking up, and up above you, you can see this shimmering field of gold and silver light. That is the shield of Alhambra. Try to sense now, as we're passing into it, we're coming through it with our heads first, then our shoulders, until we're actually all the way through it and our plasma body feet are standing on it. Let's try to sense each other there. There's still more coming. It's neat. I can see everybody floating up. And there's still some coming. Okay. I think pretty much everybody is there that's planning to come. Let's see if we can first, now that we're up with our plasma shine bodies, standing on the shield of Alhambra, see if we can get a visual of the group of us. If we just look around and see, we're all standing on this circular, huge circular disc, and we ended up positioned in a circle around a center point. And the center point looks like not very large, maybe the diameter of a basketball hole, but it's not a hole. If you look in it, it looks like it has, looks like water, but it's actually plasma. We're looking at the crystal river of Arrhenius flows. And what they're going to have us do is, in a minute, not quite yet, they're going to have us all dive in with our plasma bodies and swim up the central column. And actually, we'll be swimming from north all the way back down through Earth, out the South Pole, continuing down through the center of the Spire of Alhambra, or the Obelisk, until we emerge in the Sun 8 Arrhenius platform, ascension platform of Sun 8. So they're saying, let us move closer to that small basketball size hole in the center of the shield of Alhambra. Try to feel your plasma body there. And they're going to have us go in feet first, actually, not dive in head first. They want us to first inhale and hold, and then jump in feet first as we exhale. So inhale and hold. And exhale and jump. Try to feel yourself still vertical with feet going first, kind of gently spinning around in this current of, it's kind of cool feeling, but not cold. And it feels thicker than water. It's plasma. And it has various colors. I'm seeing various colors moving through it, pastel colors. But mainly it's a kind of like a pale sky blue, not aqua, but pale sky blue color, with like streams of golden silver color moving through and around it. Try to feel yourself passing through the center of the earth through in this stream, this crystal river stream. Now you're passing out of the center of the earth and downward through the South Pole. And you're still in the stream, like being in a tube. And you're going past the out of the earth now, out of our ascension earth. And through this transharmonic passage that goes directly into the deity planes. And notice that the tube starts to narrow a bit as we get closer and closer to the Sun 8 platform of Arrhenius Island. And by the time we pass through, we're all kind of, I'm seeing us, like there's a current that's gently keeping us from going all the way through, because we're going to have to kind of go through single file, but it'll go really fast. So one person at a time will be gently drawn by this current of the Crystal River, will be drawn through feet first. All right, people are starting to go. All right. When you get through the other side, try to sense in your plasma body that you end up, it's as if you're underwater, but it's plasma and you can breathe it. So it's a little different than when we had journeys where we would breathe hydrolase. There's a different quality to the plasma. It feels a little more air or ether-like, where it's easier to breathe. And I sense we're all popping up. in this pool. The easiest way to visualize the shape of the pool is a long oval. And in the center point of it, there is an akasha-shaped area that is considered the healing pool aspect of this pool. This pool is in the structure that is referred to as the Temple of Arrayas on the Arrayas Island platform of Sun 8. Try to sense, and it's a huge pool, so there's plenty of room for however many people are journeying with us. While we're in this pool, they're going to run the frequency for lone harmonic, which means you won't see the other people, and they won't see you, so you have a private experience with this pool. Try to notice that the pool is positioned in a massive, what looks like clear glass, four-sided pyramid. And there are three huge oscillating pillars of plasma that are just like standing wave pillars that go way up through the top of this pyramid and arc down, one into each end of the long oval and one large one into the akasha-shaped center point that is the healing pool part. We're still in the outer pool part, and that outer pool of the crystal river of Arrayas is running the frequencies of Sun 3 and Sun 2, which would be Sun 3 Water Command and Sun 2 Air Command. And it makes a very pale, light sky blue frequency of plasma. Since you are in lone harmonic now, you have this whole pool to yourself to enjoy, and the presence of the Beloveds are there with us. We have all families of the Tantrayara families are involved, but they're not showing themselves in any form. They're just the consciousness that holds this space for us at this time. So enjoy the pool a little bit. Stretch out, swim around if you want, float on your back, float on your belly, stand on your head if you want to, because you can breathe this plasma. And just gently, while you're trying to feel with your plasma body, feel what it does to the shine first. That, remember, when you inhale, the little spine shine of your plasma body contracts, and when you exhale, the little spines come out. The spines are receivers, and when they're out, they actually will drink in the frequency around them. So then when you inhale and pull them in again, it'll bring that frequency directly into your plasma body. So do a few shine breaths where you inhale, contract, exhale, send the spines out, let them drink a bit, which is holding at the bottom of the exhale, and then inhale them in again, and just do a few breaths like that, as many as you'd like. Inhale, exhale, and then finally just breathe normally, and try to sense that there's a communication happening between your plasma body and the portions of your plasma body that you left in your physical body, because you always leave part of the plasma body with your physical. Try to sense almost like a direct cognition electronic transfer of frequency and knowledge, but knowledge that's not strung out in or deciphered in a logic form yet. Try to sense your plasma body communicating that to your physical body structure. You may or may not experience certain spots of warmness or coldness in your physical body, and that's perfectly normal if you do, but it's also if you don't, so don't worry if you do. It is just part of that transfer of frequency and information from your plasma body up there in Arrayas Island to your physical body here. Now, in our lone harmonic, we're going to be invited to go into the akasha-shaped healing pool. The colors of the waters there are a little bit different. They're more of a pale aqua color, the aqualine sun color of Sun 1. So imagine yourself going in as if you each have your own little private place in this Akasha-shaped pool. And it's more of a shallow pool where you can sit, has a seat areas in it around the edges, so you can sit. So just imagine you're sitting there, or you can sit on the bottom of it with your head still above the plasma level. Try to feel there the presence of the Tantri Era, the healers. Their consciousness fills the molecules of the atoms and molecules of plasma that fill this pool. The plasmas, all of them are conscious. If there's anything that you would like to focus healing energy on at this time, focus on and intend that. It can be a physical condition. Keep it for yourself for this time, though. We'll be taught how to use these energies to facilitate healing for others. But for this time, let it be just for yourself. It can be a physical condition, a mental, emotional, spiritual condition, financial condition, whatever you would most like to receive some assistance with healing on. This is a very powerful activation because it's right when our ascension planet was opening these frequencies. So it's at one of its strongest peaks. Now notice as you make that intention of what you want to heal. Notice that a pale golden silver mist is starting to form in the air around the Akasha-shaped healing pool. Try to hear it. It almost has like a little tinkling glass chime sound to it. And consciously breathe in and fill your lungs, your plasma body lungs, with this golden silver light. This is the light in the plasma of Sun 8. Excuse me a second, I do need to cough. Sorry about that. All right. Take a few more breaths of the golden, silver, sparkling, tinkling sound light. Hold it in your lungs, and then when you exhale, expand it through your entire plasma body. And for those of you who would like, the Tantri Era, and they are the healers, are offering to work with you. And if you would like, in your lone harmonic, one will appear if you would like a guide of the Tantri Era to work with you personally. It'll appear in a form to you that is most appropriate, what they feel is most appropriate to you. But first they'll just appear as a sphere of plasma. It will be different color depending on the being that it is. One form it will not take on, just so you know, is mine. So anybody that, you know, that anybody that's getting that, that's not accurate. See the being manifest standing right by the tip of the Akasha-shaped pool. And see it reach out a hand, or if it looks like some of the plasma forms, it could look like a tentacle. It depends on what form they're manifesting for you. Because remember, they can take any form, but their core forms are plasma. We haven't been given the code shapes for them yet. They will be coming in the next workshop. They're going to give us the Tantri Era and some of the Tantri Ema as well. So try to feel your plasma body hand touching the outstretched hand, or outstretched, it could be a beam of light, whatever, the Tantra era is extending to you. Try to feel that connection. And try to feel the surge of love and peace. And it's an amazing, like, crystalline consciousness that they carry that is just so calm and peaceful and stable and filled with love. Try to feel that course through your hand as they touch you. And then reach out your other plasma body hand so they will connect with both hands, so they can form a circuit of transmitting to you this frequency of peace and calm and love and strength. Try to feel now that they are sending you a very special transmission that will begin the process of washing away fears. No more fears. No more tears. Washing away part of the karmic pattern that is stuck with you. Try to feel it, the frequencies that they are transmitting through you as a healing wave that's circulating between your palms and what they are, the appendages they are touching you with, or their hands if that's what they are manifesting. And now bring your plasma body hands back together in front of your heart chakra and hold them as if you were holding a sphere of energy, palms up next to each other as if you're holding a ball of energy. And sense as a ball of energy does indeed manifest there. It is part of the gift of the Tantriera. It is a healing quantum that you can use. And when we return our plasma bodies to our physical bodies, we're going to bring that quantum back in to our physical bodies. I'm seeing the sphere grow to about the size of a basketball now. It's quite large. And that is the quantum of energy that you will bring back with you to work with consciously in your physical bodies. Those of you who chose to accept a Tantra Era guide, they will give you an indication of a name, what to call them. Either now, they may give it to you directly if you can hear them. If you can't, that's all right. If you're not a person who has the inner hearing turned on in that way, they may, you know, flash you something in letters so you could write it down. And that'll be in the next 24 hours. It doesn't necessarily have to happen right now. They may give it to you in dream state. And they also may give it to you if you're driving by a billboard or something, and certain just a few letters jump out at you to say, it's like, you know, like M-E-Y, what is that? Oh, they're showing me the name, right? Something like that. So it'll be different for everyone, but they will let you know what you can call them. And they are giving you, you know, invitation to whenever you do, you know, require assistance or would like protection or guidance or assistance, they will come. But sometimes we need to be quiet in our own head. If we ask a question and or like, please help me, please answer me, sometimes you ask so intently that you don't calm your own brainwaves down enough to hear the answers. So they're asking that when you call them, please know that they are there, even if you're not sensing them yet. And if you can calm your own, you know, your own mind and your thoughts down and your brainwaves down a little bit, that you will be able to sense them in direct cognition much more easily. They will also come and take you on journeys if you would like them to, when you know, tuck yourself in for the night to go to sleep. So they will be there, and they'll work with you personally if that's what you choose. Beloveds are also saying now that we will return now to our physical bodies in a moment, but we're going to do it in a special way. And in this special way, it will allow a direct link between the healing pools of Arrayas Island and your physical bodies. We're not going to have to travel through the obelisk again. We're going to hyperspace and make a link directly. So they're going to show us how to do this in a minute. Just remember, we have the basketball-shaped plasma ball of healing energies that the Tantri Era have gifted us with. They'd like us to, right now, kind of squish it up with our palms into a very small little ball. And as you compact it, it'll kind of poof and turn into a little spark of energy. And it will jump into your the chakra in your right palm of your plasma body until you get your plasma body back in to the physical body. Now they're going to show us how to make a very easy link so we can go directly into the healing pools. Alright, what they're showing me is, remember, we're each still in our lone harmonic up in the healing pools, and they're going to have us imagine that we can inhale and hold for a second, and then exhale all the air out of our lungs, of our plasma body, and it allows us to sink where we're sitting in the lotus position at the bottom of the large pool at this point. So they're saying move from the smaller healing pool into the main pool that was like a large oval. So you're sitting on the bottom, and you can breathe there. And they're saying, from the point of sitting in the lotus position in your plasma body on the bottom of the healing pool, imagine you're looking down, and you can see in front of you a small hole, maybe the size of a grapefruit, and it's like looking into another world. And the world you're looking into is exactly where your physical body is. So imagine you're in your plasma body, sitting in the lotus position at the bottom of the big pool of Arrayas Highland, and you're looking down this hole, and you can see yourself where you're sitting at your computer. Once you move your plasma body down through that hole and back into your physical body, you can do the same where you inhale a few breaths of the crystal river flow from the earth core, and turn on your shine body, and then send it right up through that hole, and you'll pop up with your plasma body sitting in the lotus position. So that's how you would go back, you know, up. So it'll be an easy, open transit for whenever you want to project up to the healing pools. So now they're saying, let's, in our lone harmonic, each sit in our lotus position, in our plasma bodies, see that small hole as if you're looking at from the ceiling down at where you're actually at your computer, and you can see yourself down there. And you're just going to, we're going to inhale in a minute. When we inhale, we're going to kind of fold our plasma bodies up and turn it just into a small ball of plasma that will fit through the hole. And we're going to exhale it down right into the crown chakra and spread it back out into the physical body. So let's inhale and turn our plasma body into a small orb. And exhale the orb down into the hole, and down through into your ceiling, and into your crown chakra, and into your physical body. And then take a few breaths and expand with exhale. Expand your plasma body out to stretch it back out into the size of your physical body. Try to feel the shine body still on. It kind of tingles. I'm feeling it tingling on my skin. Some people may feel it, some may not yet. Try to sense your right palm, where that little spark of that extra healing energy was stored for transit. And put your physical body hands together now. And inhale. Hold a moment. Inhale into chakra 4, actually. And then exhale down both arms. And pop out the plasma ball. Remember, once its full quantum is out, it'll be about the size of a basketball. Try to feel it in between your palms and play with it. You can actually take your left palm away and it sticks to your right palm. Try to feel that, like a basketball or jelly that's sticking to your right palm. This quantum, they're saying, is a renewable quantum. So you can use this for various things, and it will absorb, like, if you want to heal, say, if you have a knee that hurts or something, you can take that with your right palm and literally move the plasma ball right into that area of your body, and it will absorb and go into the molecular structure in that region, and then it will be gone. But another little spark will pop in your right palm. The little spark is part of the shield of Alhambra. The shield of Alhambra was that large disc that we all met on at first. And it's because of the coating we picked up from that, that we will be able to have this renewing quantum of healing energy with us that we can use for whichever applications we desire. That will be stored in the right palm from this time forward. That will be where the mark of the shield of Alhambra is. And it's not a mark, it's a little spark. So it's the spark of the shield of Alhambra. They're going to teach us how to work with this and other energies, other the plasmas, as we move forward with the path of Tantriyara and all of the many. There are a lot of teachings associated with this body of knowledge, and we are just beginning to be shown what some of them are. For this evening, we are very glad that you've all tuned in to share with us these monumental events, the events that have taken place since December 21st all the way through to the 3rd and now 4th of January are truly amazing. Our Earth has become Aurora Ascension Earth. It has become an intergalactic ascension station. And that is permanent. That can't be taken away. That can't be compromised. And that is why the Beloveds allowed it to go to failsafe, where it got so bad, failsafe could be called. Because that way, this change is permanent. And that way, there is an ascension station that is available for the next 900 years for this region of the Milky Way galaxy. So I would like to thank all of you for participating with us this evening. And we may do more of these as time goes forward. More of the broadcasts if this proves popular. So I'd just like to thank you for joining us. And Happy New Year and Happy New Aurora Ascension Earth. And thank you all for being with us. Through many of you have been with us since the beginning, and we're just very grateful that you've been there. Everyone that has come and gone in workshops, you've helped do grid work that helped make this possible. So we'd like to extend our thanks to all of you for being here. This was a team co-creation, and good job, team. We've made it. The Chris does indeed eventually prevail. So guess signing off for now. Kominas Alhambras. Good night.
We should stand and speak our truth. And we give up, then it's going, going, gone. Freedom from fear of certain failure. Freedom from the bar we place across every door. Freedom from things we just imagine.